Craig Lynch, the head football coach of the Glen Ralston Wildcats, joining us here. It is homecoming week, and the Wildcats entertain at Kingsley Pearson. And, Coach, it's always good to catch up with you.
Always good to be with you, Jeff.
Coach, you and I were just talking. This game, really a big football game beyond the homecoming and everything that goes with homecoming. We'll talk about that in a second. Kingsley Pearson, Arweva, all seem to be still battling for that playoff positioning. So this game's a big one for you guys and for Kingsley Pearson.
Yeah, I think it's a good litmus test for us to see where we're at. We've steadily gotten better all year. Feel like we're playing our best football right now, but we're going to face a Kingsley team that's really deceptive. Their record's really deceptive. They've played three teams that are all rated, if not in the top 10, in the top 5, and Rems of St. Mary's and Newell Fonda and GTRA, and they've played them well for the most part. So their record's pretty deceiving. They're a pretty talented group, so I think it's going to be a good litmus test for us.
Coach, you mentioned that you guys are playing better. Where do you feel like you've improved really over the last 2 to 3 weeks?
Oh, definitely up front. I mean, just our line surge and just both offensively and defensively at the line of scrimmage, we've improved exponentially from week one, just understanding what we're trying to do and the concepts of both our offense and defense, I think, has improved tremendously.
Coach, the defensive line probably going to be tested. This Kingsley Pearson team going to come in big, want to run the football, want to be physical. Talk a little bit about that matchup up front. Where do you feel like you can maybe get an advantage?
Well, it's kind of a deceptive offense, too. They're big, but they really spread you out, and they pull a lot of linemen, guard, and wing. So you have to be, very disciplined up front. On not getting too much penetration and staying on the line of scrimmage within that 1 or 2 yards to cut down pullers and to be able to kind of chase plays down from behind as well. So, that's what we'll concentrate on with them, and it'll be a big part of our defensive game plan, just that discipline up front.
Looks like the Goodwin kid, their quarterback, pretty active in the run game along with the Harvey kid. What type of runners are they?
Well, the Goodwin kid, the quarterback, is a big kid. I mean, he's not overly fast, but he's got some size on film. So he runs hard, but he's not somebody that's going to speed burn you to death. The running back's a quick kid, comes right at you. Again, runs hard, but he's more of the edge runner where they try to get. Take advantage of his speed. Both are quality backs, that's for sure.
Their passing game's been really effective this year, completing about 71%. Does it come off of play action, or what types of passes they throw in that they're completing 71% of their passes so far?
Little bit of both. They do a lot of quick passing to their wideouts, just short screens. I think that's probably where that percentage goes up because they execute those pretty well. But if they go play action, they like to get it down the field a little bit too. So they mix that up pretty well. If they're not using play action, it's usually a quick pass. But if they're going to go deep, they try to play it off their running game, that's for sure.
Any tendencies that you guys have found on film that you can use to kind of know maybe when they're looking to get the ball out into the flat to those receivers?
Well, I don't know. I think what we're seeing more than anything is, there's not a – it's not like there's 100 plays in their playbook. They try to do a few things. They try to do them well, and that's what we need to recognize more than anything, out of what sets and what we're going to see and then how we're going to defend them. So, they might look like they got a lot of things going on, but you can tell they're coached well because they choose to do the things they do well. And they try not to do too much, which I always think is a good philosophy. So, that's what we got to be ready to do. We got to find the 3 or 4 favorite plays and then try to shut them down and get them to go to something else.
Coach, you mentioned your offensive line beginning to play better. You've got some really talented guys in the backfield, and you've been able to kind of balance things out in that rush game with Ethan Olberding and Emmett Snyder and Jackson Sklenar. And if I remember correctly, Alex Daniel even had some really nice runs last week as well. How do you get all those guys involved in the run game? Where can you win that battle and get your running game established?
Well, I think that that's been the good part, is we've been able to rotate guys back there and not have anybody take a real pounding on offense. They're all really talented. They all bring something a little different. You know, last week Jackson played guard for most of the game, as well as he takes the ball and gets some snaps in one of our running sets. So pretty versatile, which gives us a chance to show some different looks now going down to the end of the season, you know, which I think is key to make us not be as predictable. So I think they all accept their role really well, which is probably the most important part. And, you know, to be honest with you, my run plays in with those tailbacks. I usually don't know which one is which when I'm running a play in. So that says we're pretty comfortable with anybody back there.
Coach, what do you anticipate? Kingsley probably loading the box, I imagine. Or do you anticipate them giving you a different look defensively?
No, I'm sure they'll all be up there. That's what we're used to seeing. You know, and that's what I mean. It worked really effectively last week to be able and not come out just in a double tight eye set. You know, we've got a little double wing set. We've got a little spread set that we like to run out of too. And, you know, we have some play action out of it. So just getting to that time of year when it feels good to be confident in running something else different in there. And being able to execute it. And we'll look to do that again this week.
Derek Ryan King, 25 tackles on the year for them, 22 of them solo. Connor Bielner, 19 tackles, 17 of them solo. I'm gauging linebackers that close and tackle well.
Yeah, and they do a lot of stunning. I mean, they've got somebody coming virtually every play. So you got to communicate really well up front and make sure you take care of that. But you know, it's not very often when you're watching on film when they're not bringing someone. That's why I guess those guys that have so many solo stops is most of that comes from stunning.
Coach, homecoming, we mentioned that early on. It's always a fun week for everybody. How do you guys keep everybody kind of focused on having fun but then getting that important W on Friday night?
Well, I think, you know, done this for a lot of years. You've seen a lot of kids. You want them to have fun. You know, it's part of growing up, and you know, you don't want to be the curmudgeon that says they don't get that time to have fun at homecoming. But I think the kids know, and we talk about it every year. It's all well and good, but you know, the best memory from homecoming for these guys is winning the game at the end of the thing on Friday night. And they'll be focused to do that, and just adds a little excitement. Which I think is only an added bonus for this game.
Well, Coach, as always, appreciate you joining us. Best of luck coming up on Friday night, and I know the guys will be looking forward to catching up with you for the scoreboard show following the game.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Craig Lynch again with the Glenn Ralston Wildcats. Again, they entertain Kingsley Pearson for homecoming coming up on Friday night.